Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Personal glimpses. Prabhupada and his photo. He liked the photo of himself on the back of the first Hare Krishna happening album. In that photo, his hair seems to be standing on end and his visage is grave, penetrating, mystical. He said of that photo, a Swami should look philosophical. A disciple named Dinesha told Srila Prabhupada that he wanted a picture of him with his mridanga for a second record album, Vandeham. Srila Prabhupada said, I am not a professional musician that I should pose with a mridanga. He suggested instead more formal pictures like those of his own Guru Maharaja. The Guru is in his picture. There is no difference between me and my picture, he wrote in a letter. Therefore, we should honor and keep the pictures in that spirit. If we throw pictures this way and that way, that is offense. The name and the picture are as good as the person in the spiritual world. In the material world, either picture or person, everything is illusion. His sense of personal worth. Once he explained the importance of the philosopher in human society by a story. In England, he said, a philosopher was once invited to meet a famous theatre actor. The philosopher replied, I cannot meet with a dancing dog. Prabhupada thought of himself very humbly as a servant of the servant, delivering the message of Krishna consciousness. But because the gift of Krishna consciousness was very important, therefore he was important and he was empowered by his spiritual master to deliver it. He taught the same to us. Devotees who are serving the Lord are important. Dancing. You can see his motion on films. Don't expect to see much big athletic jumping up and down. He would mostly start from the waist and shoulders, moving up and down in rhythm with Kirtana and then jump. Dancing for Prabhupada always meant upraised arm and extended fingers, like the depiction of Gauranathai. That was how he introduced dancing in his room at 26 2nd Avenue, leading us around in a circle, showing how you put your left foot to the right side and how you sway back and forth with the arms always upraised. Kirtananda called it the Swami step. Once in Chicago, he admonished boys who were twisting disco style. Emphatically from the Vyasasana, he raised up his arms. He did it once and when the dancers did not heed, he did it again. Like this. It would come upon him at different memorable times. Walking dancing with ecstatic Kirtana at Rath Yatras in London and Australia. Or in temple rooms packed with devotees or before thousands at outdoor pandals in India. Suddenly creating waves of excitement. All devotees rising with him. He would dance and we would dance. He danced and we are dancing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.